Cuomo condemned a Trump administration plan that relies heavily on private pharmacy chains and private hospitals and doctors' offices to distribute a COVID-19 vaccine when one is ready. He says many poorer communities where black and brown New Yorkers live don't have those pharmacies and live in what Cuomo says are healthcare deserts.
The president talks about CVS and Walgreens and national chains. Sure. But they are mainly located in rich communities, not in poor communities. My friends, we can't compound the racial injustice that COVID already created.
The governor says the plan violates the constitutional rights of African Americans and Hispanics under the Equal Protection Clause. And he says the state, along with the Urban League, will go to court if the plan is not changed, saying there can be no more fundamental right than access to the vaccine.
Any plan that intentionally burdens communities of color to hinder access to the vaccine deprives those communities of equal protection under the law, and equal protection is enshrined in the Constitution of these United States.
Cuomo says he plans to mobilize an army of healthcare workers, community leaders, and faith-based organizations to make special outreach efforts to public housing projects and low-income communities to make sure the vaccine is distributed equitably. He says he's discussed the plan with legislative leaders, including Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who attended the speech. But the governor says he needs Congress to act on a federal relief package to fund those efforts. There has not been a pandemic-related federal bailout measure since April. The state has a $15 billion deficit, much of it pandemic-related. Cuomo says African Americans and Latinos have a higher death rate from the coronavirus than whites, as the disease has exposed underlying weaknesses in a healthcare system where people of color are more likely to have underlying conditions like diabetes and asthma.
The black and brown communities that were first on the list of who died cannot be last on the list of who receives the vaccine, period.
President Trump remains in office until January 20th. President-elect Joe Biden is likely to enact a different vaccine distribution plan. But Biden's advisors warn that Trump's delays in giving them access to federal agencies during the transition could slow down those plans. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.